the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, I'm terribly frightened by the problem of LSD. I think there's been a great deal of misinformation by those who seem to see no harm in it. No!
Well, I think it's time for you to have your lysergic acid. Drink this down, and we'll be back after a while and see how you're doing.
I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, and this is the first episode for Psychedelic September. An idea that came to me a couple of months ago. The more I thought about it, the more I realized just what a vast collection of psychedelic music I have, and a lot of stuff that I think just doesn't really fit in with regular Retrospect episodes. So this is the first of several episodes for Psychedelic September, and I wanted to get it all underway with that track from Canadian band, actually from Vancouver. Started as the Wee Beasties, they were students at the University of British Columbia. They became the Painted Ship. Went into Vancouver recording studio and recorded that track, Frustration. It's featured at the start of many, many Retrospect episodes, and it's certainly one of my favourites. You can check them out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Psychedelic September.
We had this band in our very last episode of Retrospect when I talked about how they kind of crossed between garage punk and psychedelia. They embraced it all. This is a little bit of their more psychedelic stuff out of Los Altos, California, the Chocolate Watch Band.
Well, I don't need no doctor.
Seeking an answer. Their common bond was fear. It was reflected in papers. The scenes they had watched all suggested LSD. And this is our culture's anxiety of a growing number of parents who think or know that their children are using LSD or are afraid they may be tempted to use it.
Now, let's take another look at these scenes and see how they compare with our answers.
Gavin!
Funkadelic September on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Very beginning of that was fantastic.
70
everything was pitched higher. Everything was pitched higher on that take, and it really made a difference.
Listen, all you girlies, even though I haven't met you, gonna catch you soon in my butterfly net. You better watch out. Sometime when I watch you, I stretch out my hand to touch you, cause it drives me wild to see you flutter by, you butterfly.
Slices of great psychedelia. Started off with the Chocolate Watch Band, I Don't Need No Doctor. Then a retrospect favourite, the 13th Floor Elevators with Levitation. One of the true pioneers of psychedelic music, perhaps the first true psychedelic band. Interesting too that from Texas, not from San Francisco or anywhere else in California. Track called Levitation off their 1967 album Easter Everywhere. Then another great iconic psychedelic band, Los Angeles band Love, formed in 1965, fronted by Arthur Lee, and a demo version of Seven and Seven Is. And then finally in the set, the T-Set, although they pretty soon became the Pink Floyd, a Syd Barrett written track called Butterfly. Now that is off an EP called 1965, Their First Recordings. So Pink Floyd and T-Set material, drums and guitars recorded straight off while vocals and piano recorded at a later date. This was released in a limited edition of 1,050 copies of this 7-inch vinyl record, done solely to extend copyright on these recordings. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, this is retrospect, so we have to have real obscurities. And this is one. The band is called The Hope. It's a 1968 45. The A side called Where Are You Going To? This is the B side. It's called News Report 1972 from The Hope.
Thought this was an accident caused by the use of LSD. It was drugs, but not LSD.
Thank you.
Exotic party with dim lights has nothing to do with LSD. It's one of those desperate suburban affairs where everyone uses alcohol to escape his inhibitions and anxiety.
Thank you. Pink love. Pink love. Pink love.
Yes, this one is LSD.
Slices of 60s psychedelia, The Hope with News Report 1972, top of the set, then something very cool, a band called Smack off a 1968 LP released on Audio House Records. Now this was recorded in August 1968 in Lawrence, Kansas. The four members of Smack were all at a summer scholarship music and arts thing at Kansas University. All of the tracks were cut live, overdubbed lead vocals and background vocals added later on. So there are 2,800 summer students at the 6 weeks art scholarship thing. Out of that, Smack was born. They played several gigs, became kind of stars during that summer school, and then it was arranged for them to go and record an album. So the original album's ultra, ultra rare, but really interesting, and I am going to track down more tracks off this album. So we had Purple Haze, but also Hendrix's Manic Depression, Foxy Lady and Fire on that album. Other well-known tracks, I'm So Glad, Sunshine of Your Love, Set Me Free, and also a version of For What It's Worth. So Smack out of Kansas from 1968, we had Hendrix's Purple Haze. Then on Air Conditioned Igloo Records, a 1970 release from a band called Long Island Railroad. Railroad spelled R-A-L-E-R-O-D-E. Now the A-side called Love and Eyes, pretty soporific, really. We took the B-side, much cooler track from Long Island Railroad called Think Love. And finally, out of the UK, Numania. 7-inch 45 released 1968. Now, this band was made up of Epsom schoolboys. 1966, they got together, just played cover versions in their classrooms for their own amusement, gave a concert in the main school hall, and in 1968, they decided to make a record, borrowed around £200 off their parents, got just enough studio time to record two tracks. So released on this 45, Numania, the A-side, All Your Love, we took the B-side, I Can See Your Face. And apparently only 200 copies of that record were pressed. So if you see one, grab it.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Gray in retrospect, 60s garage punk show.
But let's check out some global psychedelia. This band, described as extremely cool and long-haired, they're called April Fool, April with a Y. One self-titled LP released in 1969 on Nippon Columbia. So, Japanese band, really a kind of post-animal style blues band, although there was psychedelic flourishes. So let's check it out. This is the April Fool out of Japan with April Blues.
Rapid change produce anxiety and escape from anxiety. And parents have been put on the defensive by neighbors, the police, teachers, all of whom equate long hair or being different with drugs. Behind every head of long hair does not lurk a mind distorted by drugs. Some of the most thoughtful, studious, alert, and eager minds belong to our sons and daughters.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Notre nouvelle musique.
Aucun besoin de se forcer.
Psychédélique, c'est notre nouvelle musique.
Ou de chercher à se
droguer. Est-ce qu'il faut que je parle encore? Oui. Moi des signes, je te répondrai. Non, pas comme ça, mieux.
Oui.
Slices of Global Psychedelia on this Psychedelic September episode number one. Japanese band The April Fool with April Blues. Then we had an obscure band called Early Christian, released on Philips in Belgium, 1969. The track was called Fire. Picture of them up on our Facebook page. And then we had Les Papivores, French band, Soul 45 for this band, although the aliases are interesting. Buddy Badge Montezuma and his Long Smoke Dreamers, Le Bain de Donk, who we've had on the show before, Le Jelly Roll, had them too, New Chapel Choir and Procro Magnum. But for this Soul 45, Le Papivores with Psychedelic Badge out of front. The more global psychedelia straight after this. Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Also out of France, Les Hyper Sound, formed 1964. 1967, 7-inch 45 EP on Fontana. Four tracks on that. The opening track, Tout Fortiche, also released as a 45 single and an album released, Les Hyper Sound, Tout Fortiche, Psych Rock. So this is French band, Les Hyper Sound, with the very track, Psych Rock.
Ha
LSD. Now let's simmer down. Let's see what we can do.
What are you going to do, Dr. Wright?
Dr. Wright?
I had met with many such parent groups before, desperately seeking answers. When there was none, the anxiety grew intolerable and the defenses appeared. Most of them already knew the worst about LSD and were frightened. What they wanted to know was how could they get their children just as frightened? Bill has tuned his father out. And where do you think he learned how to do that? He learned it from you, Mr. Jones.
From me?
Well, not just from you, Mr. Jones. From all of us.
Oh,
And that's it for our Global Psychedelia for this first episode for Psychedelic September here at Retrospect. Les Ypres Sound out of France, top of the set with Psych Rock. Then we had one called Hell Preachers Incorporated. That's the name of the band. The album, Supreme Psychedelic Underground. 1968 release on Europa Records, vinyl LP out of Germany. So this appears to be a psychsploitation album. Rumoured that members of Deep Purple were involved in it, but not really believed to be the case. More likely, apparently, session musicians who later became a band called Lucifer's Friend. So the band was put together in the studio to release this LP, so that certainly, in my book, makes it a psychsploitation album. But Hell Preachers, Inc., track called Nirvana, out of Germany. Wrapping the set, from Peru, a band called Beautiful Days, 7-inch 45, released on FTA Records. We had the A-side for Beautiful Days called Full of Fear.
Psychedelic September on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
And that takes us to the end of this first Psychedelic September episode. Hope you've enjoyed it. Remember, your feedback's always welcome. Just find us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. On that Facebook page, links to each of the podcasts, track listings are put up there, a little bit of information teasing each episode in the days leading up to when it first broadcasts here at Free FM Hamilton, New Zealand, Saturday nights, but rebroadcast across New Zealand and also Canada and also in California. So we always wrap with an instrumental. This one is from a band called Electrified People out of the States, released on Red Light Records. Tracks appear on two comps, Buzz 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 Volume 1 and Buzz 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 Volume 2. Also, Garageaholic Psychedelic Outsider Music. That's a compilation from AF AF Records 2008. So this is Electrified People, the track also called Electrified People. And that's it for Retrospect, episode 379, our first exploration this month for Psychedelic September.
September on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk, Garage Rock and Psychedelia.
It was very, very special.